266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Portions of Georgia and South Carolina are experiencing or will soon get the relentless rain from what is now Tropical Storm Debbie. The storm is blamed for 5 deaths in Florida and Georgia. And Debbie is about 35 miles west of Brunswick, Georgia, with a maximum sustained wind of 45 miles per hour. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is in Charleston, South Carolina.
They've opened up some public garages so that people can get their cars on a higher level, because that's always a big problem around here. They've been trying to pump water out already. But the big problem that you're going to see if we get what is forecasted for this area is that you'll have the water trying to drain into the sea behind us. But then if you have storm surge, it can't really go anywhere.
A senior U.S. military official says several personnel have been injured, none killed, in an attack on the Al Asad Air Base in Iraq. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the attack was in response to the recent killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran.
Base the tour is primarily to provide military assistance and training. Number two, a major logistics hub. And number three, providing military assistance and ongoing operations in northern Iraq and Syria to root out the last elements of ISIS.
According to Reuters, the Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has spoken with Israel's defense minister, and they agree that an Iran-aligned militia attack on U.S. forces in Iraq marks a dangerous escalation. Markets around the world tumbled and sparked a Wall Street sell-off. The Dow fell more than 1,000 points. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The economy is slowing down. We don't see a recession today, but the fear is that this could change pretty dramatically.
However, Japan's share benchmark has soared nearly 11% a day after the massive sell-offs that shook Wall Street. The only Texas state police officer suspended for the failed response to the Uvalde school shooting is reinstated.
Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McCraw reversing the nearly 2-year paid suspension of Texas Ranger Christopher Ryan Kendall, despite McCraw's original assessment of the job his officers did.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure.
Kendall, one of more than 300 officers that waited 77 minutes before taking down the gunman. State Representative Roland Gutierrez calling for more accountability.
Clearly, there is no intent to further any more investigations or any criminal charges against anybody. The fix is in.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Bloomberg News apologizes for breaking an embargo last week and printing a story about the prisoner exchange involving the U.S. and Russia. It says it has disciplined the journalists who were involved. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is preparing for flooding. More than 3 inches of rain could fall overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning in some parts of the state. A flood watch is in effect for an area stretching from Portage and Columbus southeast to the Milwaukee area. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs. Couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place or losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night.
night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that midair collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field. And I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, plenty of clouds and some showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Heavy rainfall, our biggest concern. East winds and lows in the mid-60s. Still some showers and storms around through much of your Tuesday. Heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy in upper 60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell. And from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. It's a brand new week. We got a lot to talk about today, a lot going on in the world, particularly the world of politics. Will Kamala announce her running mate today? Good chance. If so, we're monitoring things here in the studio, and the if it happens, tomorrow, of course, she's doing a formal event with her new running mate. If it happens, I'll let you know the instant we know, which should be, just instants after it happens. Also, is the Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, the son of Ann Gorsuch, the disgraced EPA administrator under the Reagan administration who tried to destroy the EPA and then had to resign to avoid being prosecuted. Is he threatening Joe Biden? We'll get into that in a moment. Also, Judge Chutkan is going after Trump in 2 weeks. A little less than 2 weeks, actually. The online voter portal in Georgia is now targeting Marjorie Taylor Greene. Wild stuff. A news summary in just a moment. Also, Trump is calling for a purge of dissenting Republicans. Let's see, who else called for a purge? Oh, yeah, Joe Stalin. Yep. And our crazy alert, Bob Kennedy eats roadkill? Really? Is this how he got his brain worm? I don't know. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. Also, in the second hour of our program, Georgia's former lieutenant governor just endorsed Kamala Harris, as have many other Republicans. In fact, a new group, Republicans for Harris, just rolled out over the weekend. Weird racist alert. Conservative host accuses Kamala of doing blackface to win the presidency. Oh, God. These people, I mean, they're sick. And what the hell is up? This is in the third hour of the program. What the hell is up with the New York Times? And Trump is at the center of the most serious allegation of a bribe in the White House in history. You'll recall Spiro Agnew resigned the vice presidency because it was alleged that he had taken bribes while he was governor of New Jersey. So here we are all over again. So, plus also we've got a... will Republicans plunge America into a new dark age? And I'll get to that in just a moment. So what in the actual hell? CNN elect actor, anchor Casey Hunt, on CNN. She said, "I can't believe this is the story that we're telling. What in the actual F is this?" That's what she said on the air. Turns out that Bob Kennedy announced or confessed on air with Roseanne Barr to a decade-old cold case in New York City that centered around a, quote, possibly murdered body of a bear cub found in Central Park. So he's telling Roseanne Barr what happened, and he said he saw the car in front of him fatally strike the bear cub, and so he pulled over, picked up the bear, and put him in the back of his van. He said, "'Cause I'm gonna skin the bear, and it was in very good condition. I was gonna put the meat in my refrigerator." Yeah, it's perfectly normal. picking up roadkill to take it home and put in the refrigerator? Especially for a guy who's worth like millions of dollars? Casey Hunt threw up her hands and said, what is this? What's going on? Yeah. All right, the rally dates and venues are all set. All that's missing is Harris's vice presidential choice. She has to decide on her wingman before tomorrow. Looks like she's probably already decided. And as I said, you know, at the opening, the announcement may come today. We're hearing this from multiple sources. We have not heard it from the campaign itself. But, you know, she's only been a candidate for a little over 2 weeks. This woman is moving at the speed of light and doing a really good job at it. I mean, just look at the rallies. She packed that arena, that stadium in Atlanta, in Georgia, and then Trump couldn't even fill the room. I mean, you know, she's on fire. 8 out of 10 Democrats say they are very satisfied with Harris. That's just a huge approval number. She interviewed at least 3 potential running mates on Sunday, yesterday. Got Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Mark Kelly of Arizona, and Tim Walz of Minnesota. 3 other men have also been in the mix. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. We don't know if she interviewed them on Sunday or not. It looks like the final 3 are Shapiro, Kelly, and Walz. By the way, just for the record, my personal favorite is Tim Walz. He's a solid progressive. Not that Kelly and Shapiro wouldn't do just a great job, but we'll see. I'm fine with any one of the 3 of them, and I just want to say I think that some of the attacks that I've been seeing against Josh Shapiro, who has come out and said he thinks that Benjamin Netanyahu is the worst prime minister Israel's ever had, and he disagrees with his policies in Gaza, and I mean he's just been explicit about that, and yet the so-called far left, you know, the basically the Putin lovers on who claim to be Democrats or claim to be lefties, and also want, you know, the United States out of Ukraine. These people have been trashing Shapiro, and I think it's just naked anti-Semitism. Let's just be clear about that. But anyhow, Harris and her running mate are going to launch this 7-state battleground tour. Philadelphia on Tuesday, and then they go to Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. I mean, keep in mind, early voting starts in, what, 8 weeks, more or less? Each step, by the way, you know, Trump never, I mean, Trump had his Republican convention, and the former vice president didn't show up. You know, the former Republican nominee, Mitt Romney, didn't show up. Former vice presidential nominee. Well, actually, I'm not sure if our Lady of Alaska showed up or not. But, you know, the Bush family, nobody from the Bush family showed up. George W. Bush didn't show up. His wife didn't show up. His kids didn't show up. I mean, basically, the entire Republican, the old Republican Party just shunned him. Not so with Kamala. Her gigs are going to be filled with local election officials, religious leaders, union members, and a bunch of Republicans. This group, Republicans for Harris, was just launched, and they're heavily focusing on Nikki Haley voters. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. Also, this is wild. The Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch recently issued a warning to Joe Biden. You know, Biden is calling for reform of the Supreme Court, term limits and things like that. And he said, I just say be careful. And a former Naval College professor and current political analyst Tom Nichols said, or what? Josh Marshall said, nice republic you have there. Shame if something might happen to it. Lincoln Project, Reed Galen. Funny thing about the Constitution, there are 3 co-equal branches of government. At least that's how it's supposed to be. Margaret Hatcher Thays, the former director of democracy policy at Indivisible. Unsurprisingly, Neil Gorsuch thinks the greatest threat to an independent judiciary is not rich guys who buy cool things for me in exchange for my rulings, but laws passed by democratically elected officials that would require me to stop being corrupt. Jim Stewart's and the journalist said Neil Gorsuch is a fraud who lied in his confirmation hearing. It was only installed after Mitch McConnell changed the number of justices on SCOTUS from 9 to 8. Of course, he's referring to keeping out Merrick Garland. Judge Chutkan is back. That was fast. The Supreme Court has finally remanded the immunity case back to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Literally within minutes. I mean, she did this on Saturday. And there's a status conference on August 16th. On August 9th, everybody has to say, this is how we want to go forward. This is our schedule. And then on August 16th, they'll have an actual hearing to determine how it plays out. Trump is saying that he wants the case thrown out, that he's immune, quack, quack, quack. Whatever they decide, by the way, will get appealed back to the Supreme Court again. I mean, that's just a safe bet. So it's going to be another 6 months before we see this thing, or longer. I mean, the Supreme Court will probably delay it for another hour. And I told you last week about cancel your friend's vote in Georgia, or voter registration in Georgia portal that Rafson Purger put up. Well, somebody tried to cancel Marjorie Taylor Greene's voter registration and Rafson Purger's. They say they're carefully monitoring this. Apparently, they're looking for people trying to cancel Republicans. So, Trump is also calling for a purge of dissenting Republicans. I'll tell you about that. And also, I'll get into my op-ed for today. This is just an amazing time. Are Republicans trying to bring about a new dark age? Stay with us. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
To go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one. But get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off, and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and dogs absolutely love the taste. Our dogs go nuts for it. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the shadows of the past, a tale unfolds where religion ruled with an iron hold. Arts and theater silenced and banned. No laughter echoed across the land. In the dark ages where the light was dim, no dancing feet, no joyous hymn. When faith held sway and freedom fell, we'd walk through history's darkened well.
Yep, will Republicans plunge America into a new dark age? You know, it's no coincidence that we refer to this era from around the 5th century until around the 15th century or the 16th century. Generally speaking, the 16th century, I believe it was 1517 that Martin Luther nailed his, 95 theses. Yeah, it was 1517, October 31st, 1517, on the church Castle Church at Wittenberg, Germany, on the door. That was the end of the Dark Ages, and that was also the end of the absolute control of the Catholic Church over Europe. For that, you know, roughly 1,000 years, from 500 to 1500, one religious institution controlled basically the entire continent with an iron fist. And as a result, there was basically no advancement in arts, no advancement in science, no advancement in music, no advancement in literature, no advancement in philosophy, no advancement in political science. It just froze Europe in place under the fist of the Catholic Church. And, you know, that hegemon, how do you say that word? Hegemony. Was broken by the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s, and that brought us the Enlightenment, and the Enlightenment then brought us the great philosophers of the Enlightenment, the Hobbes and just the whole bunch of them, including many of our founders, Jefferson, for example, is considered one of the great founders, one of the great philosophers of the Enlightenment. And that brought us our Democratic Republic. And now we've got Donald Trump and J.D. Vance saying that they want to take us back to those dark ages. They want America to be run by theocrats. And they're aided in this by six right-wing Catholics on the Supreme Court. And this is a dangerous thing, this whole Christian nationalist thing. They want to reverse, you know, 500 years of progress, basically. And, you know, not a good thing, not a wise thing, not something that we should be in favor of. If you want the details, it's Will Republicans Pledge America into a New Dark Age is the title over at HartmanReport.com. This morning, Louise and I, this is just the magic of nature. Louise and I were walking into work and along the Columbia River, and there was this osprey diving four times. She was, you know, flying around and then just right into the water, and then comes up just, you know, flapping like crazy to get back out of it. I mean, she literally went underwater and then comes back, and she's like the size of a hawk. I mean, this is a bird with a 3-foot wingspan at least, and just this giant bird, and, you know, coming out of the water with a fish, and it's like, wow. It's like, how do they swim back up and fly away with a fish? It's just, nature is so incredible. It's just so incredible. Speaking of nature, Bob Kennedy driving along the road, and he sees a dead bear cub by the side of the road, and says, oh yeah, dinner, really? Oh geez, possum, anybody? I mean, I thought we had kind of negative stereotypes about people who eat roadkill. Anyhow, Donald Trump called for a purge of the Republican Party over the weekend, at one of his little rallies. He said, we have to purge the party of people who go against our candidates. Right. In response to his comment, Aaron Rupar said, didn't Stalin write this? Eric Kleefeld said, liquidating the Never Trumpers as a class, right? And Army Iraq war vet Peter Henlein said, Trump is attacking 2-term Georgia governor and ultra-solid conservative Brian Kemp. Wake up. Trump hates conservatives. He wants us out of the GOP. Meanwhile, Jeff Duncan, the former lieutenant governor of Georgia, just released a statement endorsing Kamala Harris. He said, if you were able to see through Donald Trump's incoherence and vindictiveness tonight, you saw a Donald Trump who does not care about uniting this country or speaking to the voters who will decide this election. Millions of Americans are fed up with this grievance-filled campaign focused only on himself. You know, he says, as a lifelong conservative Republican, it's not an easy decision for me to endorse Vice President
You're
Harris.
Listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
But he said, I know that she fights for all Americans, right, left, or center, and will stand up for the Constitution. God bless you, Jeff Duncan. Your call's up next. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Tropical Storm Debbie is pounding the southeastern U.S. with historic rainfall and flooding expected over the next several days. Charleston, South Carolina Mayor William Cogswell.
We are prepared for this event, but for your own safety and the safety of the emergency responders, please stay indoors.
Several U.S. personnel were injured in a rocket attack against a military base in Iraq. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland on possible U.S. retaliation.
Depending on the number of injuries, depending on the extent of their injuries, I think will be one of the motivations on what size response the United States executes.
Stocks fell sharply again in Monday trading.
If you are a long-term investor, take a deep breath. It is very scary. I get it. But if you're investing for decades in the future, you stay still, you do nothing. You try to maintain your game plan.
That's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's set to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Expect to see and hear a lot of military activity over Wisconsin these next couple of weeks. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It's the annual Northern Lightning training exercise at Volk Field. During this training, the Federal Aviation Administration has given the Wisconsin Air National Guard permission to fly at supersonic speeds. They'll be flying F-35s and F-16s. Now, these jets are loud. The Wisconsin Air National Guard says you may even hear sonic booms. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Molly Kearney has left the show Saturday Night Live after two seasons. Kearney is the show's first non-binary cast member ever. On social media, Kearney called their SNL experience a dream come true and looked back fondly. Her exit follows the exit of fellow cast member Punky Johnson, who announced she was leaving the show after four seasons. Johnson also put out a social media message that said, SNL, I love you. What could possibly make shooting a steamy sex scene for a movie even more awkward? When asked what his most embarrassing scene ever to film was by Elle magazine, Josh Hartnett said it was a scene from the 2001 film Pearl Harbor, where he and co-star Kate Beckinsale made love in a parachute. If you haven't already guessed, it was a Michael Bay film. The star of the new film Trapped says Beckinsale's one-year-old child and her boyfriend were present during filming. That's enough to give a guy a case of the yips, among other things. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, plenty of clouds and some showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Heavy rainfall, our biggest concern. East winds and lows in the mid-60s. Still some showers and storms around through much of your Tuesday. Heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy in upper 60s. Right now, it's 67.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to land for Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangent with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every 5 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Michael in Saginaw, Michigan. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you for taking my time, Tom. And I just want to know, you know they had a National Poll Workers Day all over the country. I just want to know what the Republicans are thinking about that since they harass the people who count the votes. And also, really, I wanted to talk to you about tomorrow in Michigan, they have the election for the primary election here. And my last comment is about the election season. I mean, the commercials on TV for the political candidates are really thick and heavy, and it's really been going on for 2 weeks. Could the FCC have anything to let the people who spend money on ads and commercials that people do want to watch be entertained by what they're watching on TV instead of being bombarded by political ads? So I just take it from there and let you go, move on with your show. Thanks for letting me speak.
Thank you, Michael. The Federal Election Commission, the FEC, is basically been neutered. The way it was set up, it has equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans. As a result of that, I believe it's 2-2. I could be wrong. It might be 3-3. But the Republicans on the commission, and this has been going on for, about a decade, as I recall. The Republicans on the commission basically refused to go along with anything. They refuse to go along with any kind of censure or correction or lawsuit against or enforcement action against any Republican. So Republicans have been cheating. They've been, taking excessive contributions. Trump did this in a huge way, and the Federal Election Commission has been rendered completely impotent, by corrupt Republicans on its board. That's what's going on. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm just so happy that Kamala Harris is going to be president or has a good chance of being president. And some of the dreams of women all over the world and the men that support them are coming true, because you look at in the 1920s before women had the vote and how they fought for it and all the things that happened. And then you probably to the 70s and you heard about women and women's rights more, and now it seems to be coming a dream coming true, and women can do this. She can, not only Kamala, but other women can be president. And when we had the war and Rosie the Riveter, women pretty much ran America and probably Europe and other countries while the men went to fight the war.
Yep.
And it's not putting men down. Where would we be without men? But the whole thing is, where would we be without men and women?
Yeah.
And also, if men have been controlling everything for hundreds and thousands of years, why can't women control things too? And I think too many women have been successful. We don't have to prove that. We don't have to prove that sugar is sweet. We know that women are capable. And I'm just so thankful. And another thing with the Supreme Court, I'm so glad people are seeing, and in politics, the religious trying to take over. And it's the worst thing you could have is super religious people who don't know anything about God or Jesus or what a real Christian is trying to take over. That's when you really get like, you know, like some of the Mormons under those corrupt leaders who were marrying the 12-year-old girls and running the boys off and just that kind of thing, to where if you're not right religiously, you think a crooked politician is bad. Wait till you get a corrupt religious leader, and that's how you ended up with the Catholic, all the murders they did in the name of religion. I can't believe if people really looked at the Catholic Church and how they murdered people just because they thought you weren't religious enough. It's nothing to think of how they're murdering women by forcing women to carry babies that could possibly kill them.
Yeah.
Forcing people to bow down to them, not Jesus. They're asking the world, a corrupt religious contraption is what I call it. They're forcing people, want to force people to bow down to them, because if you're not right religiously, it is a serious issue. I have been in church in my life. I've seen people destroyed through this religious stuff, and especially women and children. And like, let's say a teenage girl gets pregnant. They would rather see that girl die, hide her away, take the baby, give it away, do anything, than to see a baby being born in this religious thing. And you don't know how many women, because I was born in the 50s, so how many young girls made a mistake, had a baby, and they pretty much ended up mentally ill or the baby dead or something because of the religious oppression. You have sinned. Where's the guy that she had the baby with? He's married some other religious woman and probably ruining her life. But what I'm saying is, you don't want corrupt religious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get it, Mary. Rules. I get it. Yeah, and your point is really well taken. We had a caller.
Me. It
a few
scares me. All right. All right.
I'm with you. We had a caller. Yeah, I get it. I get it. We had a caller a few minutes ago who was, and you said it very well, we had a caller a few minutes ago who was pointing out that in Washington State, half of all the hospitals are run by the Catholic Church and will not provide a whole range of health services to women. And, you know, this is not an anti-Catholic screed, but we should not have hospitals being run by a religious sect. It should not be happening. Mary, thank you for the call. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good chiming in with you. Last week you mentioned that Obama was one of the best presidents of your lifetime. I agree. For a first-term president, he's maybe one of the best first-term presidents in the history of the nation.
Biden is one of the best presidents of my lifetime.
What did I say? I meant to say Biden. I'm sorry, yeah, not Obama. Okay. But Biden, yes.
I mean, I like Obama, but I don't think he was the best president of my lifetime.
No. Actually, you mentioned that both Clinton and Obama were neoconservatives.
Neoliberals,
carrying over from Bush and Reagan and that.
Yep.
I agree with Obama. Obama was. He was getting, you know, Valerie Jarrett and the University of Chicago boys. And even when he went with the Affordable Care Act, it was a former Nixon-Romney program that he adopted.
Yep.
And I'm going to give Bill Clinton a little more credit, though. He did go with the marginal increase in income taxes, and he did provide 4 years of budget surpluses, you know, the Clinton administration under Bill Clinton.
I don't want to debate the former Democratic presidents, but yeah, you're your point is well taken, Mark. I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's up?
Buenos dias, mi hermano. Okay. We realize here's what's going to happen is I'm going to predict who the next VP nominee is going to be, and you're going to help me, Tom.
Okay.
All right. So would you agree that the VP nominee is essentially a 16-year hitch?
In the best of circumstances, sure.
Yeah. And therefore, we got to pick the right guy. Now, I love Tim Walz. He was amazing. He was blunt. He was to the point on the White Dudes for Harris Zoom meeting. but he's early 60s. Mark Kelly is a man's man, an astronaut. We're overdue for he again, early 60s. Now you've got Josh Shapiro, and he is early 50s. Here's the deal: is that somebody who becomes the vice president, in the best case scenario, it's going to be 4 years plus 4 years, and then ideally they should be going on to become president.
Yeah,
another four years, another 4 years.
It's been 16 years since Obama picked Biden as his vice president. You're right.
Now we know better.
But that doesn't mean that the vice president, that whoever Kamala Harris picks has to be the person who runs for president. There have been plenty of vice presidents who didn't decide to run.
Tom. But we gave the assumption that Joe Biden's pick for VP should hopefully become president.
Yeah, well, that would be nice,
that would be nice.
I still think that Tim Walz and Mark Kelly would be good choices.
I would love if either one of them. Or next time we talk, I'd like to have you and I come up with an alternative to Twitter, since Elon Musk is selling us down the river.
Oh, blue sky, is a solid alternative to Twitter. It's a great platform. They're doing a great job. You know, Threads is okay, but, it's owned by Mark Zuckerberg, who's also a conservative. Chaz, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Right back with your calls in just a moment.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must actually arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole body. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Just visit justthrivehealth.com/Tom and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
By the soft moonlight, a chorus of pause and hearts so bright. We gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long. And ladies from Kamala, we stand tall. We got feline friends, we answer the call. And every deal, and
welcome back, picking up your calls. Leo in Portland. Hey, Leo, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I just was calling to see how you felt about your new book title, The Hidden History of Campaign Finance. I just feel like neither side even cares at this point who they put up as a candidate. It's just the money-making machine of...
Yeah. Right, you know, there's a good chunk of that in my book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
Awesome, because, yeah, I mean... I think the only solution, and I know that I'm treated like a blasphemer when I say it, but I don't understand why the media and everybody doesn't push, especially in this election, for more of a third-party candidate. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been a perfect time to bring in anybody, and I know that they can't get any traction, but I'm wondering if they can't get any traction because nobody will... put them on TV or give them any, you know, it's just a fundraising, a game of, you know, who can make money, and all that money's going from small donors and, you know, billionaires back up to the billionaires, you know, in one way or another.
Yeah, no, our political system, as a result of the corruption of five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote, after he himself took $4 million in bribes, has basically turned into a giant bribery system. I'm with you. Leo, thank you for the call. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. On this topic of will Republicans start a new dark age? Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost certainly. They were talking about the economy this morning. You know, if America catches a cold, the rest of the world catches pneumonia. It's the same when it comes
to... Yeah, Japan's stock market was down 12% this morning.
Well, yeah, it's the same adage when it comes to, you know, democracy. You know, America cannot fail as a democracy because we're the firewall of it. You know, and they just released Paul Whelan, and you can't blame Paul Whelan. He was in a Russian prison suffering. But he said, you know, he hopes America just rounds people, Russians up, and puts them in prison and uses them for a trade. The fact that we can't do that is what we need to be proud of. Not a flag, not a mountain, a beautiful mountain view or whatever. What we should be proud of is the fact that the founders had the wisdom to separate church and state, and we're not going down the, you know, like Blaise Pascal said, never do men kill so cheerfully than when it is in the name of religion.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is, J.D. Vance is having the same problem I have. It sounds like I'm all over the map. He sounds like he's all over the map, but from a different point of view. J.D. Vance has probably given up on the value of democracy altogether.
Oh, yeah, and certainly so has the billionaire who made him. You know, who has been trash-talking democracy for some time. And I think Elon Musk has also given up on democracy. You saw over the weekend he tweeted, you know, civil war is inevitable, or words to that effect. Coming from the guy who controls Twitter, that's pretty dangerous stuff. Dave, thank you for the call. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, on Friday you had a caller call in and talk about a company named Aura. It's AURA, and that helps people, helps protect people from scammers. And there's actually a little more to that story. Robert Downey Jr. did a commercial with that, and it's actually pretty funny and pretty explanatory as to what the company helps you do. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is type in Aura, AURA, plus Robert Downey Jr., and you'll be able to see a little commercial. And it shows him on a plane that looks like it's going down, and the woman next to him is terrified. And he leans over and asks, "Are you going to eat those peanuts?"
Yeah,
and,
there's a bunch of these.
I get it.
There's a bunch of these companies. You know, I mean, LifeLock is probably the most famous. You know, that's now owned by Norton, or vice versa. But what's the point that you're trying?
I'm just trying to say that Aura looks like it has a way of helping to either block or get your name off of all these lists that scammers get, and then try to, you know, milk you out of money that you, you know, don't realize you're giving to the wrong people. So,
yeah.
Aura maybe worth looking into.
Yeah, maybe. I take all this stuff with a huge grain of salt. You know, like I said, there's a bunch of companies that are doing this. You know, I just looked at their website. They say it's powered by AI. But, you know, they want your money. I mean, you know, it's a for-profit company. So, you know, I just generally speaking, would appreciate it if people didn't just call in and plug for-profit companies on here. It's, it's the top of the hour, isn't it? We'll be back with more of the news of the day. Weird racist alert. Conservative host accuses Kamala Harris of doing blackface to win the presidency. And the Oklahoma schools are in revolt over their Bible mandate. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Christina Laurie has some stories about Wisconsin athletes competing in Paris. And Sherita Booker reviews last week's popular social media posts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.